This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. UN Security Council envoys spoke of suffering and urged an end to the war in the Gaza Strip on Monday as they visited the Egyptian side of the Rafah border crossing, the besieged Palestinian enclave's only entry point for aid.
This is really a tragedy, and it has been too long. We have suffered too much.
China's representative to the United Nations, Zheng Jun. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is in the United States thanking the U.S. military for its support while asking U.S. politicians not to betray Ukraine's soldiers, saying more weapons are needed to defeat Russia's forces. VOA National Security Correspondent Jeff Selden has more.
U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin told Zelensky America's support for Ukraine is unshakable, and agreed on the danger of letting Russia win.
Putin still believes that he can outlast Ukraine and that he can outlast America.
And Austin said Washington's commitments must be kept.
If we do not stand up to the Kremlin's aggression today, if we do not deter other would-be aggressors, we will only invite more aggression, more bloodshed, and more chaos.
Jeff Selden, VOA News, The Pentagon.
Ukraine warned Monday its European ambitions are at risk as EU leaders struggle to agree on renewing financial support for Kyiv and extending an invitation to start membership talks. Leaders of the 27 European Union members meet Thursday to decide the fate of a promised 50 billion euro aid package, additional funds for weapon shipments, and opening Ukraine's path to join the bloc. This is VOA News. A month-long blockade of Ukrainian border crossings by protesting Polish truck drivers was briefly lifted on Monday at one crossing, but by evening police said the road leading to it was again impassable. The lifting of the blockade for a few hours had allowed vehicles and goods to pass through into Ukrainian territory. Polish truckers have been blockading four of the eight road crossings between the two countries since early November in protest at Ukrainian drivers getting permit-free access to the EU. Countries are moving closer to reaching what critics called a watered-down final deal, avoiding calls from more than 100 nations to phase out planet-warming fossil fuels as UN climate talks in Dubai near their culmination. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
A new draft released Monday afternoon on what's known as the global stocktake, the part of the talks that assesses where the world is on climate goals, calls for countries to reduce consumption and production of fossil fuels in a just, orderly and equitable manner. The news has triggered a frenzy of fine-tuning by government envoys and analysis by advocacy groups just hours before the conference's end, even though many observers expect the finale to run over time, as is common at the annual UN talks. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Movie phenomenon Barbie topped the list of nominees for Hollywood's Golden Globe Awards on Monday with 9 nods, outpacing the 8 for historical drama Oppenheimer. Reuters correspondent Christy Kilburn reports.
The two films, which featured in a summer box office clash dubbed Barbenheimer, will compete in different categories at the Globes. Barbie director Greta Gerwig's take on the iconic doll will compete for Best Comedy or Musical Film alongside American Fiction, The Holdovers, and others. Winners will be chosen by a new organization. Previous judge nonprofit Hollywood Foreign Press Association was disbanded in June after being criticized for ethical lapses and a lack of diversity. The voting body now consists of 300 journalist members from 75 countries with 60% racial and ethnic diversity, organizers said.
Reuters correspondent Christy Kilburn. The U.S. special counsel prosecuting Donald Trump on federal charges of trying to overturn his 2020 election defeat asked the Supreme Court on Monday to launch a fast-track review of the former president's claim he cannot be tried on those charges. The Supreme Court said it would quickly review special counsel Jack Smith's request, ordering Trump lawyers to respond to the request by December 20th. Find more online at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.